Ladies and gentlemen, this is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Children can be a problem, as Helen Mercer discovered, particularly if the child's world begins beyond the green door. When Billy Mercer was born, his mother and father were quite naturally overjoyed. Billy was a handsome little boy, with his red hair and green eyes. He was an affectionate child, too, and they adored him. But by the time he was 4 years old, certain unusual characteristics in his behavior had already made their appearance. Among some idiosyncrasies, he refused to play with other children or even to associate with them. Nor was he attracted to toys or games. Instead, he preferred sitting alone hour after hour, studying the sky or a stone or the palm of his hand. He was intelligent, well-mannered, unspoiled, and blessed with enviable good health. But despite these blessings, his mother and father were somewhat concerned about him, particularly as to how he would fare at school. Unfortunately, even the family doctor could offer no explanation and recommended a wait-and-see attitude. "Maybe we brought the wrong baby home from the hospital," said Billy's father, laughing. "Stranger things than that have happened," replied Ellen. One morning, a month before Billy was to begin school, Ellen left him with her next-door neighbor and went downtown. In the midst of shopping, to her surprise, she saw Billy running down the aisle. She went after him, but he eluded her. And when she returned home and confronted her neighbor with what she had seen, the neighbor strongly denied that Billy had ever been out of the house. After that, Ellen saw Billy on two other occasions, when he was presumably home in bed with his father babysitting. One afternoon, she was home alone, taking a nap, when she was awakened by the sound of voices somewhere in the house. Children's voices. She discovered that they were coming from the cellar. At the top of the cellar stairs, she flicked the light switch, but the bulb was burned out. "Billy," she called. "Are you down there?" "Yes, Mother," answered Billy. "Is someone down there with you?" This time there was no answer, and impatiently Ellen started down the stairs. "Billy, where are you? I can't see." "Over here, Mother." Her groping fingers found the light cord, and she pulled it. To her amazement, she discovered 100 or more little boys, all of them identical to Billy. They surrounded her. "Billy!"
"Yes, Mother?"
came back the reply in chorus, and the boys pushed forward, their beautiful green eyes blazing with indescribable hatred, their hands reaching out.